Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Tom Hoon didn't speak English when he came to the U.S. from his native Vietnam, but 23 years later, he's one of West Valley City's newest city councilmen. Joining me now to talk about his journey from refugee to community leader is Tom Hoon. He represents District 1 on the West Valley City Council. He is a commercial agent for a real estate company. And Tom Hoon, thanks very much for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
If you have any questions for Hoon or about his past or his priorities for West Valley's future, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Tom Hoon, you spent your childhood in your native Vietnam. What was life like for you and your family there?
I was born and grew up on a small island in the center of Vietnam, and as a small island, it's beautiful. And we had a great time there when I was a little child. Mm-hmm. But when the communists took over the South Vietnam in 1975 and things to turn around, people were very scared and very confused, and they felt like they don't have security, they don't have the beautiful island they had, or it's very, very intense, you know. My dad, he passed away in 1972. He was in the Special Forces when I was only 5 years old. But when I, I went to high school, and after high school, and they tried to, basically it's a local policeman, they tried to pressure my mom to bribe them, give them money. Mm. So in order to stay back home, it's tough. It's a tough time.
Did you flee with your family at age 19?
At age 19, I because so much pressure, local policemen, they put so much in my mom. And finally we decide we have to do something. And my mom sent me out in the boat with my sister. I was 19, and my sister, she was 15. Yeah.
And I understand you spent some time in a refugee camp in the Philippines.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That was your first destination?
Yes, 2 years there in Philippines, mm. Palawan Island.
What was your future shaping up to be? What did you want to happen at that point when you were a refugee, separated from your native land?
At that time is also very tough in refugee camp, as you know. But I always look for the future, you know, optimistic. I hope things will get better, and want to do something good.
Mm-hmm. Was returning to your homeland part of your larger plan, or did you want to come to the United States?
I was very fortunate. I came there at the right time. It's about 1986, and about a few years later, they closed all the refugee camp. And I was there until 88, and in 90, they closed everything, and anyone else, it couldn't make it to our third country like U.S., France, or England, or sponsor countries, and they have to go back to Vietnam. Hmm. You know, I was scared.
No.
Yeah.
Well, when you arrived in the U.S.,
uh-huh.
You didn't speak any English at all.
Yeah, it's no English.
Describe what that transition was like. It must have been so difficult.
It's shock. You know, I came here, one of the sponsor family in Oregon, and about a week after I came here, and we had a very kind of good dinner, mashed potato and stuff like that. That's a good dinner, and I thought I'm gonna tell them a joke. You know what I'm saying? That's a funny story. But after I told them a funny story, and nobody laughed. because they didn't understand, you know, didn't understand me. You know? So I said, I got to do something about this. You know, it's not going to work. So I have to go to school and do something. move on.
You eventually learned English at Portland Community College.
Yes.
And then you came to Brigham Young University. You decided to serve a mission for the Mormon Church in Washington, D.C. What brought you back to Utah? What was the draw here?
When I was in the boat and very scared moment, we ran out of water and we ran out of food and people were very scared, very panicked. And I thought I was going to die. And so I looked up in the sky. I said, well, I don't want to die. I'm too young. You know, only 19. So please let me stay alive. My family, very religious family. My grandfather, he's a Buddhist monk, and my grandmother, and they are very good people, and they very, very religious people. But I never thought about religions when I was young, like a teenager. But at that moment, it hit me so hard. And I said, well, I got to do something about this. So I went to a refugee camp in the Philippines, and I tried to search something. And finally, I went up in our second camp in Bethany camp, ready to go to U.S., and I ran into a couple of missionaries there, and they were very kind. You know, even I have done something there, you know, just like as everybody does. They were very kind, and they helped me out, and then... that's how I got to know about the Mormon a little bit when I came over here. So I decided to went to Rick's College and BYU, and then decided to go on mission because I really want to change. I want to make it different. You know, I want to do something. That's what I'm trying to do.
We're speaking with West Valley City Councilman Tom Hoon. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. So you returned to Utah. You became very active in the Vietnamese community here locally. What are some of the issues that Vietnamese Utahns are grappling with or are concerned about?
When I came back and I served at the prison of the Vietnamese community of Utah from 2002 to 2006, and a lot of people here, they are very hard-working people. And
how large is the Vietnamese community here?
Not that big. It's about 10,000 people spread around in the state of Utah. In my district, it's only 67 homes in my district one. Yeah, so very small. It's tiny. People, they tend to want their kids to go to school and succeed, you know, doing good thing here in this country. That's what they try to do, and we try to help them out and promote that, their philosophy. It's a lot of work there. We also at that time have some connection with people.
You established yourself as a commercial agent for a real estate company. So you're settled in, you've got two sons, a family, you're involved in your community. What got you interested in politics? Why West Valley politics? And was there a single issue that you thought, I need to contribute here?
Yeah, it's a couple of things. I was thinking when I served at the prison of the Vietnamese community of Utah, and I thought maybe I can move a little bit further, take a few more steps to help more people, basically, that I want to do. The second thing is, when I came over here, people were very kind to me. They embraced me, and basically, you know, they have taught me a lot of things in this country, very finest country. The system is not perfect, but it's one of the finest systems in the world. And I thought I can do something and make a contribution in society I belong to. Yeah.
There are about 130,000 residents in West Valley. It's the second largest city in the state. Mm-hmm. About 45% of those residents are ethnic minorities. And yet you are the first ethnic minority to be elected to the city council. What does that mean to you and your constituents? And you know, how have your neighbors and your friends reacted to your election?
When I went out, talked to people door to door, business to business, people seem very kind to me. They're very supportive and very receptive. 45% in Westwood City, that resident in Westwood City, but the interesting is people, they go out to vote legally. They go out to vote. So the Caucasians still take minority, I mean, take a majority, because in my district is that 95% is Caucasian and only 5% for minority voters. The reason is because you are going out to vote, you voter, you have a citizenship. Mm-hmm. And that's the contrast between why we have 45% in Westwood City is a minority, but majority is still the Caucasian, is 95% is the control, mm-hmm. The poll.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, but what's on your priority list? What are some of the big issues that you hope to tackle during your term?
Right now, I'm very concerned about the tax. Westwood City increased the tax 18.15% in our city, and I think that's really concerned me. And then people I talk to in my district, because people in my district is the very much retirement people. They have fixed income, and I don't know where they can get money to pay for this 18.15% tax, and that very concerned me. And we're going to do something about it.
Tax is always a popular issue. Any other ideas that you want to implement in the city?
The other thing is I want to, of course, I want more businesses and going to our city. And also in our district is a lot of retirement people, so I want to do some kind of senior services in our district too. Yeah.
We've only got about a minute left. Last week, you took the oath of office.
Yes.
I'm curious about that moment when you stood on a podium, when you were able to address the voters who supported you. How did that feel?
I feel very grateful and very humble for that moment. They're very special, and I know a lot of people, they trust me, and they believe in me. And they put me through to this campaign, and we got to that point. And I really appreciate that very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom Hoon, he represents District 1 on the West Valley City Council. He's making history as the first minority elected to the West Valley City Council. And Tom Hoon, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Jesse Ellis is our technical director. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. And you, of course, can continue the discussion online at kcpw.org or check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Next time, medicine in short supply. We'll talk about recent drug shortages here in Utah and around the country and what can be done about it. So join us for that conversation tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.